Well, let's, good morning.
Good morning.
And let's try this out and see how we do. If everybody remembers how to do it, I will make the declaration and you will respond. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
There you go. You got it. We always do that on sunrise service, and I remember the first couple years I was here, I don't think that was practiced very often, so we couldn't always get people to do it, but we are so glad that you're here on this sunrise morning as we have gathered together to celebrate the risen Lord this morning. And so let's begin by standing together, and we're going to sing our declaration of faith, our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our extended call to worship this morning. Out of the darkness of grief and despair comes a message of hope. Christ is risen. We run to the tomb to see for ourselves, and it is true, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
We hear a voice call our name, and we know our risen Lord is always with us now and always.
Christ is risen.
Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Christ is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God.
Well, let's join together there, and we're going to sing our first hymn on hymn number 256, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint there this morning. Christ arose.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watched his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Well, let's join together there this morning for our opening prayer in the bulletin and the Lord's Prayer. Oh God, bless this morning with resurrection love, a love that summons us to shout yes to the birth of new creation in our midst. May we experience the birthquakes of new life in our lives and in our congregation. We are your Easter people. We ask this in the name of the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And Linda is going to share special music with us this morning. Thank you, Linda. That was wonderful. Appreciate that so much. So our scripture reading this morning is coming from John chapter 20, one of the familiar passages that we read almost every year during the Easter season on Easter Sunday. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. John chapter 20, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 16 this morning. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive at the tomb. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other cloth, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one whom arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside near the tomb crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them I'm going up to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what he said to her. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearing today, and that God will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to the church this morning. A children's Easter play was in the stage of preparation. The director was supervising the casting in order to be sure that each child will feel comfort or feel comfortable in his or her assigned role. One boy was offered a speaking part, but he turned it down, rather saying that he would rather play the part of the stone guarding the entrance to Jesus' tomb. Well, the play went well, and when it was over, the director asked the boy if he had been happy with his non-speaking role. "Oh, why did you want to play the stone?" she asked him. With a big smile on his face, the little boy replied, "It just felt so good to let Jesus out of that tomb." There's so much about faith that is beautiful and comforting to us and reassuring. But we all know that life can drag us down at times and harden us sometimes along the path if we're not careful. And this morning, as we're reflecting on this sunrise service, and definitely we see the sun coming through our windows over here this morning, sometimes it takes a resurrection faith, a resurrection encounter with Christ to help us move on in those times of life when we wonder if we're going to make it or not and if we're going to get through. A resurrection faith is one of those aspects of the faith that moves us beyond the normal realm of our experience. For most, we live our lives based on what we see and hear and touch. That's the way God made us. That's all of our senses and the way we live our lives. But you know, the kind of faith that believes that the future rests in our hands and how we perceive and what we can do for ourselves. But resurrection faith is different. It's something that happens in those moments in our lives when we need it the most. It's something that, if I could say it this way and use this term, it's almost as if what Paul says is the gift of faith, or maybe a supernatural moment of faith in our lives that helps us to believe and know that God is going to get us through. So as we look at this morning, I want to share with you, and if you happen to grab the sermon outlines this morning, you can follow along there with it. Two things I want to talk a little bit about this. First of all, resurrection faith helps us to see beyond what we can't. And let me say it like this. Resurrection faith points us to the God who is at work behind the scenes. You know, as I was saying a little while ago, sometimes when we face those moments in life where we're not sure how we're going to get through them or how we're going to face them, or if there is hope and good on the other side, because you know, sometimes when we're stuck in the middle of whatever we're facing, we wonder if there is something on the other side. But a resurrection faith sees God at work behind the scenes. The disciples came to the tomb that morning thinking Jesus was dead, and they did not even, this is what kind of, as I was thinking about this, they didn't even for some reason think that God was working when they first got to that tomb. Because for some reason, and I don't know if it's all the gospel accounts in every one of the resurrection stories, but I know at least in a couple of them, it says, don't you remember what he told you? I find it frustrating, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but sometimes I find it frustrating in my own life when I am going through something not very good, and I forget. I'm like the disciples, I forget about what the Lord has promised and told me. And then when I get through on the other side, and I'll just be honest, grumbling, wondering what's going on, doubting, you know, all of those things that we sometimes face in life. And then all of a sudden I realize God's with me and I'm going to make it through. And I'm like, ugh, I should have just trusted at the beginning. And resurrection faith trusts that God is already working despite the circumstances we're going through. And then the other part of that then is resurrection faith points us to the God of the impossible. Sometimes we face situations where we wonder if there's a way out. And this is where we look to the God of the impossible. Jesus reminded his followers that what is impossible with human beings, with them, is possible with God. Because God is not confined to the limits of our existence. We are bound by time and space and mortality and all of those things, and sin and death. But God is not bound by those things. And resurrection faith helps us to trust that God is greater than our present circumstances, or what is beyond our understanding or control. And that's sometimes where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? When we feel like life is out of control and we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through, that's where we need the resurrection faith. And the disciples could not understand or control what was happening the day before or the days before. And they certainly were not in control of what was happening that morning. But one of them, John, the beloved, saw and believed. He saw beyond the empty tomb. That is a resurrection faith. So that leads me to my next point there is then resurrection faith then calls us to trust in God. And I've already mentioned that, but I just want to hone in on two experiences that were in our reading this morning. And each of those experiences, they responded in a different way. Where do we fit in? As I was thinking about it. First of all, for people like John, resurrection faith comes naturally. It is. I guess in certain cases that is true for me in my own life. Wrestling with the great questions of faith, is there a God who loves and cares and works behind the scenes? That just simply rings true for me. For others, that's a struggle. But when John looked in the tomb that morning, we are told he believed. His resurrection faith was immediate in that moment. And it jettisoned him into the future. For others, though, maybe you, for others like Mary, faith is not so automatic. Sometimes faith takes a while. Because in those instances, it doesn't come easy for you or me. I know, you know, I said for most that the first one rings true for me. But there are occasions when it does not ring true for me. And Mary struggled at first. She was overwhelmed by her grief. She couldn't see, I was thinking about this. She couldn't even see straight because of her grief when Jesus was standing right in front of her. Have you ever been so overwhelmed and your mind so preoccupied about something that you were going through that you couldn't see anything else that was going on in life? And here Jesus was right in front of her and he couldn't see her. She thought he was the caretaker or the gardener. Only when Jesus called her name did she know it was him. For certain people, it takes a God encounter, like happened there with Mary, to break through the walls, the blindness, or the cobwebs that we allow because we want to protect our hearts and minds from being hurt or overwhelmed in the midst of what we're going through. And for Mary, resurrection faith took some time. It was delayed. And I don't always understand why that is. Maybe we are learning in that process to trust God in the midst of it all. But we know that God is the one that can make a way when there seems to be no way. That God can bring us through the impossible situations because God is the God of possibilities. Resurrection faith enables us to move beyond trusting in only what we see to trusting in the God who raised Jesus from the dead. It's a different path. It's a whole new way of life that sees the possibility of new life in every situation, the light shining in the darkness and hope in the midst of despair. And I don't know if you've noticed this through your life and your Christian walk, but that has to keep happening often, doesn't it? Because so often we're used to just the way life is and its normalcies and its everyday thing. We're used to the way things are. But then we need those moments of resurrection faith, which calls us to see the possibilities of new life in every situation. It's not an easy path. And at the end of the day, it is something of a leap for us. Where we really do trust our lives to God when daily we have been in charge for so long. The leap can be frightening. But when we make that leap, we find ourselves in the arm of the God who continually offers grace, peace, love, and life. I hope whether you are like John or whether you are like Mary, we will just all open our hearts to a resurrection faith in Christ this morning. Amen. Amen. Before we close out this morning, and I don't, this wasn't in the bulletin. This is something that I do ever so often on sunrise services. It's been a while because number one, we haven't had sunrise service for several years. But, and so I don't remember the last time we did it, but ever so often on sunrises, I will have a reaffirmation of our baptismal faith and confession. And we're going to do that this morning. In a moment, I'm just going to ask you to stand, and I'll pull it up on the PowerPoint, and you'll follow along almost just like we do on our call to worship. There'll be a part that I read, and then there'll be the part on the PowerPoint that's underlined and highlighted, and you can read that part as we do that. But let me just say a few things. As we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, we remember that we have died and been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may rise with Christ to a new life within the family of His church. Now that we have completed the observations of Lent, we renew promises made at our baptism and reaffirm our allegiance to Christ. So let's pray together before we do. Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith with all those who have been baptized in your name. Keep us faithful to Christ and our baptism, and make us ready for that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite you to stand, if you would, and join with me in our profession, our responsive reading there this morning. Do you believe in God?
We believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
We believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Do you desire to reaffirm your baptism into the faith and family of Jesus Christ?
We do.
Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ?
We do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
We do.
Jesus is Lord. Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to love God and your neighbor, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able?
We promise with the help of God.
Thank you for joining with us in our affirmation of our faith. So as we close out this morning, we are going to just join together and sing that kind of hymn chorus, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
Because He lives,
Join together there for our benediction. We have come from darkness to hope and joy.
We have been transformed by a new life.
Go forth and testify to the message of hope we have received this day.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you are dismissed this morning.